Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us today. Today is Sunday, December 20th, 2015. A little bit of a rainy day here in Seattle, but you guys always hear me say that, so that's nothing new. But anyway, we have a very special guest today, Miss Christabel Llewellyn from Kinder Jazz. So I'll tell you a little bit about Kinder Jazz because this is going to be very exciting. Kinder Jazz is a one-of-a-kind swing band. So whether you're looking for ways to stimulate a developing young mind, you'd like to introduce children to the pleasures of music, or you just want your kids to have fun, you'll find Kinder Jazz's collection of blues, Latin, ragtime, jazz, and swing music is perfect for girls and boys under the age of 12. The one-of-a-kind band for children has performed in some of the most prestigious venues in the world, and their recorded music is specifically written to engage young children, while simultaneously appealing to adults of all ages. I think that's fantastic, and I'd love to introduce Christabel Llewellyn. Hello, how are you, Christabel?
Hi, how are you? Bringing you sunshine. It's 100 degrees here. The thick of summer.
Oh, my gosh. You are in Australia, to let everyone
know.
Sydney. Wow. 100 degrees. Is it humid?
Very.
Oh, my gosh. It must be kind of weird to go into Christmas with that kind of weather. You know what I mean? I'm so used to it, cold and rainy, and possibly a little snow. Oh, my gosh. Are you ready for Christmas?
Not really.
No, a lot of people aren't.
Years just flown.
It did. So tell us about Kinder Jazz. I have not heard of you before, and I was so excited to start reading about you guys and hearing more from you. I understand you're a 12-piece, fully acoustic swing orchestra. So we'd love to hear more about you. Interesting.
When my husband and I had our first child, Stephanie, in 1991, we eventually took her to a live children's show. We wanted her to have live music. We wanted her to, you know, listen to opera, listen to jazz, listen to every genre, but really live music. We wanted her to have that joy of, you know, instruments and rhythm and harmony and melody and all of that, and when we looked around, there wasn't anything live for children. It was all backing tape, synthesized, you know, miming with fluffy characters. It was, you know, all of those shows were marketed as live shows, but there was nothing live about it, and the music was really dumbed down, and we just thought, oh my goodness, you know, we literally couldn't actually keep her in the room. We'd pay, you know, $22 a ticket or whatever, and she wouldn't actually stay because there'd be a drum machine. She was used to real music, you know, having lots of musicians in the house, and she didn't want to hear all that distortion from, you know, amplified synthesizers. So we thought, well, we want her, you know, our children to have real live music experiences, and we want their entire generation to have live music experiences. And being musicians, we thought we could provide that. So, you know, Kinder Jazz was born, and really it's the only working jazz orchestra in the world to provide totally live and acoustic music for kids 0 to 12 years old. But really it's for dads and mums and grandparents, and really doesn't have an age limit because it's real music.
Right. Wow, that is amazing. And I always talk about this with everyone. Music does to all of us, no matter what age we are. And I think that for you guys to introduce children to different, you know, genres, jazz and swing and everything, I think that must just be so huge there for you guys.
It's a lot of fun. I mean, children, you know, don't want to be bored, and they're so bored because they're on screens all the time, and it's all passive. You know, they're not self-motivated to do anything, because it's everything's being done for them, and they don't have that live experience anymore. There's this whole generation that doesn't have that live experience, and we forget that, you know, children are people, and we need multisensory experiences, not just hand and eye coordination and you know, icon recognition. You know, we need smells and taste and touch, and you know, all of the other senses that we have need to be developed. Their brains are growing, and they need complex music that will do that. We've had little kids who stood in front of the jazz orchestra for the first time. We had a row of like 4 or 5 year old boys stand in front of the horn section, and they were being hit in the face with the music, and they loved it.
Oh,
it's physical.
Opening up a whole new world, I believe.
Yes.
To them, right?
Really,
because I agree with
jazz.
You. I totally agree with you in that, you know, when I don't have children, but when I'm out and about and I'm shopping and I'm doing this and I'm doing that, or you're in a doctor's office or whatever, and people bring their kids, you know, not just little ones, but of all ages, you know, up through their preteens, and all they're doing is sitting on their little tablets and sitting on their phones, and they're not interacting, and that's all they're doing, like you said, and everything is being done for them. So to have this be introduced to children, especially at an earlier age, is fantastic.
Yes. It changes the structure of their brain. Music goes through our emotions. And when you think of how children learn, they don't learn through their intellect. They learn through their emotions first,
right,
and foremost. And this is children, you know, music for children, quality music for children is so important. It's a health issue. It keeps their brains alert, keeps their brains growing. It's the one thing that all parents should seek out and give their children. It's really, really important. And with jazz, we thought, you know, I've actually seen it really, you know, with their fresh improvisations, more than anything, nurtures a small child's curiosity. Their creativity needs to be challenged. They need their imagination, you know, alive and switched on. And this is what, you know, Kinder Jazz does. It's everything is acoustic, and everything is from someone's heart and soul. Nothing is manufactured or processed. It's organic. You know, it's so pure and beautiful, but at the same time, it's healthy.
So healthy. I just think that is so important, and I was giving this a lot of thought too in the last couple of weeks, you know, after I was introduced to you guys, and I was like, this is just so awesome. And I just think it's so important. You know, what are they learning in school? They have their tablets, they have their computers, they're learning the basics, but they're not expanding their minds, and they're not expanding the talents that I'm sure a lot of young children have in it, that you probably see right there, you know.
They're learning so much that they have to remember, you know, all these facts. But we don't need to do all that, because you can Google all that stuff. We really need to learn how to learn, how to use our brains, how to be healthy, how to relate to other people. We're humans. We need to smell other people. We need the pheromones and, you know, all that kind of stuff. We need that multisensory experience more than ever in the 21st century, I believe.
That is so true. So you have performed at Manly Jazz Festival, and then
yes,
in 1998, and then since then, this is just huge. The Sydney Opera House. Oh my God!
Yes, that was amazing. Absolutely amazing. We had strollers everywhere.
Oh my gosh! That is so awesome.
Yeah, we had everyone come to that. That was amazing, really amazing. We did 3 shows a day. It was absolutely jam-packed.
Wow. So do you write
your own
music?
I think that's the highlight, but I mean, yes.
Go ahead,
My husband David Llewellyn is a composer and lyricist. He writes all the work. And our arrangers have been many, but one of the main arrangers who's really, you know, is the Kinder Jazz sound is Arthur Greenslade. And he's passed away now, but he's an iconic arranger right through, you know, the 20th century. He was Shirley Bassey's musical director for 15 years, Engelbert Humperdinck. He toured with the Stones. He's arranged everybody. Absolutely everybody. He's the best of the best. And this is what Kinder Jazz aspires to be. We want to give children the absolute best. We don't want to limit them in any way. You would never bring out books for children in just blue and yellow and say, I'm sorry, you can't, you know, introduce kids to red until they're about, you know, 15, or purple or green. You know, we want them to, every child is different, every child is an individual, every child is magnificent, and we play to that magnificence. We want to encourage that magnificence. We don't want, it's not one size fits all. You know, the thing about the big band is it's got so many instruments, and we've actually put 10 children in front of the orchestra and said, what's your favorite instrument? One by one, there'll be 10 different instruments that they'll say.
Wow.
So we're challenging, like, even a parent's perception of what's real. You know, we're constantly limited, and we're fed all this children's music that's dumbed down, and it shouldn't be. I mean, children, there's no such thing as children's music. Music's music. It's either good or bad. And we,
I totally agree.
You know, parents, we need to really be that gatekeeper. We need to be vigilant about what we feed our children, as, you know, providing that strong oral foundation. Because, you know, the oral part of your brain, the auditory processing part of your brain, your ears, that whole ear canal, is the first part of your brain that's fully functional in utero at day 45. So your eyes don't work till 7.5 months later. So nature already is saying to us that hearing is important. What we hear is so important. Ears don't close like everything else. We need, you know, to be healthy. We need our ears, and we're losing that ability when we're on screens. We need that balance. Screens are not bad. We need, you know, it's the technology at the moment is absolutely amazing, but to only limit your life to a small screen is I think is sad. You know, we need to be out in the mountains, the sea, the sand. The, you know, we need to feel the air pressure. That we need to see the clouds move.
Right.
That kind of thing. We need a bigger. We need a bigger screen. that real experience.
You know what? You're so right. That's so true. That is so true. And I think what you and your family are doing is just so amazing.
Thank you. Well, we just love it. We never ever thought, you know, when we started, this was going to become such an educational thing. But it has, only because, you know, it's exciting to be. Yes, it's an exciting time to be involved in music education. And I think as a performer, we need, you know, performing to children, we need to be aware that we are, you know, part music education. We're educating in a prescriptive way. We're just, you know, really, I always say, we're marinating kids in real music.
Oh, I love that. That's awesome. So you and your husband, what instruments do you guys play?
I play piano, and David's a trumpet player.
Oh, nice.
Hence the big band sound.
Hence the big band. I love that. So are you really well known in Australia then, Christabel?
We are.
Awesome.
But I think Kinder Jazz is now almost ready to leave home.
Mm-hmm.
And discover
absolutely.
World.
That leads me to my next question, my dear. So what are your plans for 2016? Will you be coming to the States at all or anywhere else?
We would
else?
Love to. I think that the States is our next project. We've just brought out our seventh album. You know, we've got over 300 songs. And on New Year's Eve in Sydney, which is like the biggest New Year's Eve in the world now, broadcast to like 5 billion people, we're actually performing in the Botanical Gardens right on the water. And we see the fireworks literally lit in front of our eyes.
Oh, my goodness. That is going to be... And you've done this in prior years?
This is our 14th year that we've done it.
14th year. That is incredible. That must be so exciting.
It is. To have that live experience in the gardens.
Right.
It's actually a special event put on by the Lord Mayor of Sydney, Clover Moore, and she puts on a picnic for 1,000 special needs kids and their families, and Kinder Jazz performs to that, and it's an interactive story. They light up the gardens like fairyland. It's always a theme. One year it was the Lord of the Rings, and there were the ants, you know, the tree people that, and they were on stilts, you know, inside on stilts. And one year it was, you know, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, and they had real dwarfs.
Oh, they did! How amazing! That must have been amazing.
I mean, the whole house—they recreated the whole house. It's unbelievable. And then the band—it's like the Pied Piper. We have all these fairy lights on, and we traipse down to the harbour with all these kids following us.
Oh my goodness!
Down to the water next to the opera house. Fireworks, because the children's show, it's 9 o'clock fireworks literally in front of our eyes, and it's the most magical experience ever.
Oh my gosh, I can't imagine. I mean, it's just a beautiful time of year anyway, with the holidays and New Year's.
Yes, and it's
and
Bali,
then,
you know, yeah.
Oh, that is
so,
super
yeah,
exciting.
We're very, very privileged.
That
but
is so
I think
awesome.
2016, we've got to work on touring the States, because that's our next thing.
I'll tell you, I think, I mean, like I said earlier, I've never heard of anything like this for younger kids. And, you know, in talking to so many musicians throughout the years and artists, you know, we always talk about how music speaks to us. And, you know, you're having a good day or a bad day or whatever, or you just want to hear a really good song. And it just speaks to us in a certain way. And I always thought to myself, especially what we touched on earlier with the kids always at their screens and tablets and everything, they really need to be introduced to such a beautiful experience and a beautiful art. And half of the, you know, most of these kids don't even realize, wow, if I play the piano, maybe I'll be really good at it, you know? But they're not really
yes,
that open to it here.
There's this thing that we have that, you know, is really encouraged in the media that you have to be talented to produce music, and really you have to be human to appreciate music. You know, there are so many ways that you can get involved in music, and it's a human experience. It's how we relate to the entire universe through music.
Yes.
Everything is through sound. We forget that.
Right. That's absolutely right.
This is how we know, like, every cell in the entire universe knows the address of every other cell in the universe through sound.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we don't bump into each other.
Right.
You know, even electrical, you know, motion, they don't bump into each other because of the sound.
That's right. So are you guys...
And with Kinder Jazz, it's a relationship.
Right, right. So are you pretty big on social media? Because I'd like to give our listeners where they could find you, your website and maybe your Facebook and that. And this way,
yes,
everybody know about you.
We're available. All our songs are available on iTunes, on Amazon, on CD Baby, and through our website, kinderjazz.com, KinderJazz.com, and Facebook is /kinderjazz, and we're on Twitter @kinderjazz.
Fantastic. Well,
if you go
to
the website, you can actually... You can download coloring in pages of instruments.
Wow!
There's a lot on that site. Parents can look up my blog, and it's basically all the research about music and the brain and how music is so important to involve your children in. It really changes your life. There are parents that have written to me saying that we didn't even like jazz, but we love Kinder Jazz because it's just that bridge into, you know, Beethoven and Cole Porter and, you know,
right,
rock music, and it's got everything, you know, country and opera and you know, all the genres. It's a rich tapestry of sound. Every single album introduces a child to something different. We've got a trombone choir of 6 trombones. We've got stories. We've got a tuba and conga duet, where the tuba player was a classical musician who had never swung, and the conga player was a Latin musician who doesn't even read music and is totally intuitive, and the two had to get into the studio and communicate, and what's come out is absolute gold.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, you have to listen to it to believe it. It's so live and full of energy and in the moment, and I think kids get that. You don't have to dumb anything down for children.
Right.
They get it. When it's good, they respond with their whole bodies, like these little boys that were standing in front of the horn line.
Mm-hmm.
They had their eyes closed and their hands out because they were feeling the music. Children feel with their entire bodies, and it's just the most beautiful, beautiful thing.
Oh, that is awesome. Well, Christabel, it was just an absolute pleasure to meet you today. Thank you so much for coming on to my show. I'm so excited for you and for everyone to find out about you. So I will send out the information on my social media accounts a little later today. But it was just such an honor to meet you, and thank you so much for everything that you do, Christabel.
Oh, thank you, Catherine. That's really great. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Well, stay cool. I was going to say stay warm, but I know it's 100 degrees there, my dear. So stay cool and have a beautiful holiday season, Christabel. Thank you very much.
You too. All the best. Bye.
Okay, bye. So again, everyone, that was Miss Christabel Llewellyn from Kinder Jazz. So please do check them out, especially you moms and dads out there. And that's KinderJazz.com, and I'll tell you, that's just a really, really, really special special thing you can give to your kids, and actually people of all ages, because these guys are just super talented and really giving a lot to society. You know, everybody's so busy and engrossed in what they're doing, so I really want you guys to take a few minutes and check out Kinder Jazz. I think you'll really be happy that you did. So again, thanks everyone for listening, and thanks to everyone in the chat room. Appreciate your time. And I hope everyone has a beautiful Sunday and a great week ahead. Merry Christmas, and we'll see everyone next time. Thanks so much. Bye for now.